out on the water or deep in the woods, this is Willie Outdoors on Willie 94.1. Here's your host, Ralph Gentry.
Hello again, friends. This is Ralph Gentry with Willie Outdoors. And thanks to our sponsors, Mossy Oak Properties, Hart County Realtors, Richard Hines, and Paul Thomas, and Barren River Deer Processing, they are the proud sponsors of Willie Outdoors. The end of the month is creeping up on us, and with that, squirrel and crow season ends on February the 28th. And you know what else that means? It means that it's soon going to be time to renew your annual hunting and fishing license. Kentucky license year for fish and wildlife begins on March the 1st, and it continues through the last day of February. They are required annually, unless you are license exempt, and you must obtain and carry these while in the field that you have met the license requirements for the kind of hunting or fishing that you're involved in. If you can't show that you're properly licensed while you're hunting or fishing, you risk being issued a citation. You know, I get questions about youth license. Do you know that resident and non-resident youth younger than 12 years old are not required to purchase a license or a permit to hunt in the state of Kentucky unless it involves the elk lottery application? Also, resident and non-resident youth ages 15 and younger are not required to purchase license or permits to fish. If you have any licensing questions, go to fw.ky.gov, or you can call them at 1-800-858-1549. Again, 1-800-858-1549. And those hours are from 7 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. Central. You can check the website to see what license and permits best suit you, since several are available. So whatever you want to do as far as a one-day fishing pass, a three-day fishing pass for you and your spouse, or even the sportsman's package, whatever seems to suit you the best, you can find that on the website. If you aren't licensed and permit exempt and you fish and hunt, the sportsman's license is your best option. It not only includes your state's hunting and fishing license, but a statewide deer permit, spring and fall turkey permits, your state migratory game bird waterfowl permit, and a trout permit, which if you don't already know, you must have a trout permit if you are fishing in waters containing trout. The sportsman's license is available only to Kentucky residents at a cost of $95. So if you add up the individual license fees included in this license, you can see that you get more bang for your buck, no pun intended. If you are a resident 65 or over, you can purchase a senior disabled sportsman's license for a mere $12 annually. Again, check out the website, fw.ky.gov, or ask your license selling agent for other options. And thanks to our sponsors, Mossy Oak Properties, Hart County Realtors, Richard Hines, and Paul Thomas, and Barren River Deer Processing, they are the proud sponsors of Willie Outdoors. So, as I like to say, know before you go. This has been Ralph Gentry with Willie Outdoors on the Big Willie 94.1. Thanks for listening.